The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. It's hour number two on a Saturday. And, of course, that means that it is time to once again open up the Ladies' Lounge. And, man, we've had a lot of fun with this since we moved it to the Saturday Night Show. The Ladies' Lounge is a weekly opportunity. Is that a new graphic? Did we just add that? That is some sharp stuff. Actually, it's either that or quasi. I'm going to get in trouble for it, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, we're so glad to welcome brilliant women to the airwaves, and the guest this week is someone that I just was introduced to by the super producer, Frank Morano. I referenced him in the last hour. He produces most of the talk shows on my flagship station here in New York, AM 970, The Answer. In fact, there's not really any show that he doesn't have his fingerprints in some part of, except for mine. So now he's recommending guests for me, and we're glad to have him do so. But anyway, he said, Kev, there's this really dynamic young lady who is just tearing it up for the conservative cause in New York City. Her name is Melissa Jane Kronfeld, and she goes by MJ, and she got in touch with her, and she said she would be delighted to be with us tonight. MJ, welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Glad to have you.
Wow, thank you so much for having me on, Kevin. How's your night going?
We got word from Wyoming today. It's going pretty good.
Oh, we're feeling good over here, too, at my MJ Cruz campaign headquarters in Midtown Manhattan. So we couldn't be more excited, and I don't think that anything could sum it up better than Ted's emails tonight when he noted that since March 23rd, delegates have gone 102 towards the Cruz campaign and only 7 for the Dump Trump campaign. So we couldn't be happier over here tonight. We are celebrating already.
Let me ask you about this. There's some, and I don't know if you've noticed it. Have you noticed how Drudge has gone all in for Trump in the last few weeks? It's just gotten disturbing to me to see. He's like bought and sold. He's like Breitbart. It's really gotten really, really bad.
No, you know, I find it really interesting. I'm not sure I still have yet to put my finger on the pulse of what makes a Trump supporter, especially in New York, because there's so many people here in the city that have had run-ins with him and know the kind of character that he has when it comes to doing business and his other dealings. And, you know, I just don't understand why people are so in the bucket for him. And the Drudge thing is just confusing me top-notch. There's got to be something going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
Well, you know, Drudge is very tight with Ann Coulter, and Ann's been in for Trump from the very beginning. And let's face it, Trump sold a lot of books for her with the whole build the wall thing. So I kind of get all of that. But it is disheartening to see, like for tonight, for example, the front page headline of the Drudge Report says another voterless victory in Wyoming. It's not true on two levels. They had a statewide vote. There were 12 delegates assigned out of that. Ted Cruz took 9 of those 12. And then even the ones that were in the convention that he won tonight, they went through basically the same type of caucus to convention to floor fight to final vote process that Colorado and North Dakota went through. There were lots of votes cast for these characters tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I think it was either yesterday or today, but I think the Washington Post really summed it up well when they said, you know, the battle is really erupting ever since Trump has come out and said that clearly the system must be rigged, because if it's not rigged, then why am I losing? And, you know, the Republicans came back in force and they said, no, the system is not rigged. You're losing because, you know, you're losing, and that's just how it goes. So I think the tide is really turning. I studied semantics while doing my PhD, and essentially sort of break down, you know, how words are used and that effects that it has on our society. And one of the most interesting things I've seen just by reading the headlines over the past, really, Super Tuesday, is the media's acceptance in how they have made Trump happen and how they're really kind of shifting the tides. I mean, when you see the New York Times write a story about Cruz that's not negative, when you see Cruz on the cover of Time magazine, I think the media is finally owning up to their role in this crazy Trump phenomenon, and they're doing what they can now to circle back with the pure expectation that we can't allow Donald Trump to win, because if he does, you know, I believe it's just going to be the end of America. I don't want to be one of those people that says, I'm going to move to Canada if he wins, but we might just become, you know, part of Canada if he does. We might see the dissolution of the United States, because this guy is just not ready to be president, nor will he ever be.
Well, he's got some temperamental issues for sure. But let's talk about some of the areas that you're focusing on. Now, first of all, this is your first visit into the Ladies Lounge, and we appreciate you being here. But introduce yourself. What are you all about? What do you work on? What do you do for your day job? Let my listeners get to know you a little bit.
Sure. So I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I did all my degrees. I did all my studying in international relations, international law, national security studies. And I was on the kind of tenure fast track to be a professor while finishing up my PhD at Rutgers. And sadly, my dad passed away 3 years ago this May. And that had a big impact on my life. There's a prayer that we read at the graveside of a parent that says, you commit yourself to tzedakah, you commit yourself to charity. And I was always very involved in charity and philanthropy. Something about that really stuck with me, and I just made the decision that I could spend my life in the ivory tower of academia impacting 40, 80, 120 minds, you know, many classes I had per semester, or I could do what I was preaching to my kids, which is go out there and change the world. So I decided to leave my job teaching, and I started my own company. It's a social impact consultancy, and our mission is really simple. If you are trying to improve the lives of other people, we will help you. If you are serving other people, we will serve you, no matter what that is. You want to start a charity that's going to save orphan starfish in the Nigerian desert? Great, we're going to help you save those orphan starfish. Whatever your social impact is, we will help you get there. And I feel like that's the best way I can magnify my role in the world and really fulfill that dictate of tikkun olam, what you believe, you know, repair the world, make it a better place.
Yeah. Well, and some of the hashtags you use on some of your social media posts are Millennials for Cruz and Jews for Cruz. So that tells us a little bit about what your leanings are for the election. But why those two groups in particular?
So I'm a millennial, and about 4 years ago now, I joined an organization called Nexus. Nexus is a global organization of 3,000 young people around the world that are exclusively committed to social impact. And in being part of that organization and seeing how these young people are going out there and changing the world, I realized that the millennial voice was not only being ignored, but had a real lot to offer the world. And I became very involved in millennial movements, millennial politics, millennial social stuff. And in that capacity, I kind of rose up the leadership skills in the millennial community as a voice of someone that says, recognize us. Look what we're doing. We've got great ideas. We're doing great things. We're not this lost generation that everyone thought we were going to be when we were graduating high school in the early 2000s. We're actually, you know, really changing the world. We can be, I believe in the bottom of my heart, we are the next greatest generation. So that was where the millennial stuff came from. And given that I focus on millennials, I rally millennials, and I really amplify millennial movements, I wanted to make Millennials for Cruz something that was important. I wanted millennials to realize this was our candidate, because what I saw, at least in New York, and this is where I'm mostly based, I saw that the vast majority of conservative millennials were going for Marco, and I didn't feel like there was any good reason for it. I thought it was all style over substance. You know, Marco, he's a young guy, he's a cute guy, he's got the pretty white, you know, he talks slick. And I thought, all right, but that doesn't have a president make. Then I saw a few millennials going towards Cruz, as they kind of felt he was an old school established Republican, even though there's nothing Republican about him. And I really wanted to try to forge a road and say people between the ages of 18 and 35 should look at Ted Cruz as the guy that we need in office. He's going to create jobs. He's going to secure America. But more importantly, and I pointed this out to Sonia the other day, I didn't even realize it, he's the only viable candidate that we have under 50. Okay, Trump is pushing, he's in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And Clinton, she's in her 70s. God knows how old Bernie Sanders is. Oh, my goodness. But that was where the Millennials for Cruz came in. I really wanted to do what I was good at, which was rallying that age group for the person that I felt strongly in. Now, the Jews for Cruz thing is a little bit different. Anyone in New York who knows me or knows my name knows that I am a diehard Zionist activist. I work on behalf of the State of Israel in every capacity that I can. Obviously, the organizations I work with don't endorse presidents, but I do work with some of the biggest Zionist organizations here in Manhattan, serving on their leadership boards, serving on their Young Freshman board. And in that capacity, I thought, all right, I know how to get the Jews going out. I know how to get them to do stuff. So let me and some of my friends get the Jews for Cruz up and going.
There you go.
My idea was given to me, and I decided we would make it happen.
Well, that was and that was one of the paths that that we had that crossed, and we didn't even know it. But you were part of the Stop Iran rallies. We both spoke at those, and Richard Allen, a good friend of ours, helped us put that together. And good stuff. When we come back, MJ, talk to me about your interactions with and how you originally came across Senator Cruz, because it's quite a story.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll do that on the other side of this break. And if you've called and you're holding on, we're going to get to you guys. I see your phone calls, but we've got a very special ladies' lounge guest with us tonight, Melissa Jane Kronfeld. You can follow her on Twitter. At MEMM_J. That's her Twitter handle.
We'll be not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
What a little moonlight can do.
Ooh. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Midtown. So glad you're with us. It is Radio Night Live in America. And Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. You want to do anything with me, it's TheBingeThinker.com. All my social. You can watch the television feed of this show every week. It's all there. And the Ladies Lounge, of course, the prominent feature that we've added to the second hour. It was a part of my late night show when I was Monday through Friday. Now I'm afternoon drive, so we don't have the late night show anymore. But Melissa Jane Kronfeld is our guest tonight. She likes to go by MJ. So I'm trying to break myself of the habit. And you didn't even I forgot, or you didn't tell me, or some combination thereof, that you're a PhD. So I should be saying Dr. MJ.
Soon enough, in PhD, ABD, I still have a few chapters of my dissertation left to write and defend. So it's been a bit slow of late, of course, because of the campaign and because I started my...
So I don't have to call you doctor yet.
Not yet. But when I do, trust me, and I come back on...
You're going to beat me over the head with that. McCullough, you better start showing some respect here.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, let me take our listeners back to because you're a young professional. You're in New York. You're organizing all these events. There's a lot of cool things that you're associated with, and you have the chance to go and learn about this guy, Senator Ted Cruz, who now you are passionately advocating for. What was it about how you met him? What happened when you met that caused you to say, this is the guy that I'm going to get behind? Tell us how you originally came across him.
Sure. So Nikki Musin, who a lot of people who are familiar with campaign probably know, he's one of his top advisors up there in the really close tight circle. He was in charge of Republican politics in D.C. for a long time, worked with a couple of other awesome people. If you Google him, you'll find out how amazing he is. And Nick is a great friend of mine. And Nick started working for the senator, and he said to me, Senator's coming to town. We're doing a private dinner. I really want you to meet him. I think you'll like him. And, you know, I probably knew about him not much more than anyone else did. I knew that he was the Tea Party guy. I knew that he had done that really awesome filibuster on the floor of the Senate. And I said, sure, why not? You know, you never pass up an opportunity to meet a politician when you're in the advocacy space, because you never know how that might help you advance some of the amazing causes and issues that you're working on.
Yeah.
So I went to the dinner, and it was about 40, 50 people, a very small room at someone's home. And he spoke, and I was just blown away. And I've met dozens and worked with dozens of politicians. There was something about him that just stirred me. And sitting next to Nick, I'm getting more and more excited. And when it was over, and the conversations and questions were over, and dinner was over, Nick told me to meet him. And the senator looked at me, and he said, I got to say, I was watching you in the room, and you've got a great energy. You were really into the conversation. And I just, my heart melted. Everything about him to me, came across as the perfect gentleman. He was so poised. He was so smart. Even when he didn't necessarily know everything about a certain topic, he had a good answer. He made commitments to learn more. And he just started talking, and I jumped right in to tell him about a project I was working on at the time. And you would have thought, the way he was listening and talking with me, that this was what he thought was the most important cause in the world, and it was about Holocaust survivors and our need to support the Holocaust survivor community in America. And we just had such a great conversation, and I left, and Nick said to me, we would love your support here in New York, and I said, I'm in. And I have been with him from the start, and I got to be honest, for the past however many months it's been up until Iowa, I have been crucified among my friends, among my peers, among New Yorkers in general. I mean, I to be completely honest, I've lost friends, at least in the very beginning, because of my support for Cruz. And I never wavered. I never stopped. I truly believed. And then we took Iowa, and all of a sudden I started, all these people started coming to me. We started winning more and more delegates, and then people started becoming more and more fearful of Trump, and people started coming to me in mass. I mean, I'm literally getting upwards to 100 emails, phone calls, text messages from a day from people that I don't know and I've never met, asking me if I can help bring the senator somewhere, asking if they can meet with the senator, asking how they could support the senator. And that's, I don't want to say that I feel vindicated, but I feel vindicated.
Sure.
I knew from day one this was the guy that was going to sweep the conservatives and the Republicans and really take us all the way back to
That makes total sense. We're speaking with MJ Kronfeld, soon to be Dr. Kronfeld, who's working with the Millennials for Cruz effort. And, of course, this is just ahead of the huge New York primary that Donald Trump is just going to run away with. But it's an interesting section of the election cycle, MJ, from this perspective, that you have one candidate who you just described in meeting him, the perfect gentleman, totally appropriate, complete etiquette, et cetera, et cetera. You have the guy that is opposing him who associates with people like Roger Stone, puts trash in places like the National Enquirer, who literally knows no bottom shelf that he's not willing to stoop to try to hurt or gain advantage in a contest. And when it comes to that part of the discussion, how important is the class and the character and the integrity to the millennials today?
I think it really is, because I think millennials are an OBS generation. You know, I mean, we go out there and we do things. I think the kind of perfect example is, you know, they say millennials job jump a lot. You know, we don't stay somewhere until we retire and we get, you know, that gold Rolex. And because we're great judges of character, we know what needs to be done, how to get it done, and then move on to the next big thing. And I think that Ted Cruz really represents that. I mean, I've seen people all the time, with all due respect to Donald Trump, he doesn't represent me as an American, as a Republican, and really as a human being. And there's something about Ted. He's remained so classy throughout this race. Granted, there's been a couple of times on stage where everyone's kind of, you know, come out and get a bit catty and everyone showed their fangs and make fun of everyone. But when Ted has done it, he's done it at the moment when Trump has been so obscenely rude to the candidates, to the moderators, to the audience, that, you know, it was justified.
Yeah.
You know, he made his knocks only when it's necessary. Most of the time, and this is what I love about Ted, most of the time you'll see him put his head down. He does that really sweet southern smile, and he'll look up, and he'll get right back on the issue. Because you don't pay any mind to people that, you know, are beneath you. And I have no doubt that Cruz is a man of class and character and intelligence above and beyond anything that any other candidate is on stage. I mean, I'm a Jew, so when Alan Dershowitz comes out, and we disagree on a lot of things, but when Alan Dershowitz comes out and says, this is the brightest kid I have ever had in my 20-plus years of teaching, that says something.
Yeah.
That says something to me as a member of my community, as an intellectual.
Especially when he just had the previous president in his class, too, and said he was firm middle of the packer. Last question, MJ, and it's a shorty. I've only got 20 seconds, but give me your thoughts. The difference in Trump and Cruz on Israel and why it matters.
On Israel and why it matters. So, Trump has wavered back and forth. He said, you know, I'm open to negotiations with the Palestinian people, and the only way you can be open to negotiations with the Palestinian people is when Hamas says they will recognize Israel's right to existence, and anyone that knows the issue knows that Hamas' standing line is that they will not recognize Jews, they will not recognize a Jewish state, they will not recognize Israel, and they will push us out to the sea if given the chance. And Cruz has never wavered. When he stood up the AIPAC policy conference, he said, I'm Israel Chai. I buy him on that one, because the Jewish people are living, they are alive, and they will keep going, and they will be stronger and better for it when Cruz becomes the next president of the United States of America.
All right. That's well done. You did it in less than 20 seconds. MJ Kronfeld, thank you for being with us. Come on back to the Ladies Lounge. Kevin McCullough, coming right back to Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code RADIO to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys,
boys. It's Kevin McCullough, and we are glad you're with us. Radio Night Live from New York every single Saturday. And 888-340-3373, my website, TheBingeThinker.com. You can also sign up for our new free newsletter, insider communique, whatever you want to call it. It's got some insider information on it, and we are going to provide that to you absolutely free for the next year, The Binge Thinker, and it's called Binge Thinking, but it's going to have key articles, access to all the podcasts, and other things that we will make available to you. So please check that out when you go to TheBingeThinker.com. Join all my social media, by the way. We've got more and more people joining the Army of Common Sense than I've ever thought we would, and just so appreciative of it. I want to get to the phones because some people have been very patient. We're talking about Ted Cruz's big win in Wyoming. We've been talking about the elections overall, and let's go to New Jersey, listening on AM 970 The Answer, my flagship station here in New York. It's Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Good evening, Kevin. Now, you know, once again, I do have the inclination or the tendency to have to agree with Tom about this system being rigged. You know, let us not never ever forget that Obama once again was selected. And there is an input on the part of the Republican is not necessarily an innocent bystander in all of this. They aided and abetted the selection of this man. And then through the years, just it went along to get along with him, including and up to the present Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Now, with regard to Hillary, since he has been extolling the virtue of, you know, the anointed one or the chosen one, could it be possible to get past the Secret Service detail, a signed autographed copy of the book, No, He Can't, to Hillary?
I don't know. That would be kind of interesting.
Yes, I really want people to say that. When I asked for an autograph, I meant it to give to Hillary.
Okay, we'll get you two copies, one for you to keep and one for you to give to Hillary if you can get past her Secret Service. That's funny, Ralph. Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Pennsylvania, watching on Biz Television. Walt is there in PA tonight. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
What's your thought?
I think at this point the handwriting is more or less on the wall. Unless the Trump camp and the Cruz camp are united under one Republican banner, we're going to forfeit the election to the Democrats.
I think you're worried about a lot of nothing. I don't think the Democrats can assume they've got anything in the bag. Look, if it goes to a contested convention, and I did some number crunching this week, Walt. I wrote about this on my website, by the way, thebingethinker.com. You can go read it. But I've done deep, deep, deep dives into the numbers. I think that Trump and Cruz are both going to come into Cleveland with about 1,100 delegates. I think that Trump will probably get the most number of votes on the first ballot. And then I think Cruz starts picking up votes on ballots two, probably gets it in ballot two, maybe ballot three. But I think that Cruz is going to be the nominee. I think that he's going to run such a powerful, fact-driven campaign where he's going to offer distinct policies that counter the crapola we're going to be getting from Hillary in terms of the same packaged liberal big government junk, that I think it's going to offer America a really fresh voice. I'm not worried about the general. I think the general is going to take care of itself. I just think the Republicans have got to do what they've got to do to get the right guy in place.
Well, Kevin, I respectfully disagree. I don't think Trump or Cruz can make it on their own. I think we have to unite the party.
I'm seeing the party unite around Cruz. Like, you consider this. He's got people like me and Mark Levin on one end, and he's got people like Rick Perry and Jeb Bush and other people, and then on the far other side, he's got Lindsey Graham. He's got people that represent the total spectrum of the Republican Party now supporting him. I mean, I've never supported a liberal Democrat. I've never voted for one. Donald Trump is not the first one I'm going to vote for. He's a liberal Democrat. I'm not going to vote for him. It's just not going to work for me. Thanks for the call, though. Let's go to line three. Frank is in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank.
Hang on a second. I'm just changing handsets.
Oops. Cut Frank mid-phone. That we lost him. Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll take our break, and then if Frank is there, calls back or whatever, we'll get him when we come back. But he had to switch from the one handset to the other. I guess the battery wore out on him. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. And don't forget, tonight, if you contact MyPillow at 800-506-2641, they've got the 4-for-1 on. You get one premium pillow. And, guys, I'm telling you, Mother's Day, you want to give the best gift to mothers that they've ever thought of having? How about the best sleep of their life? Four pillows for the price of one. MyPillow guarantees them. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
See when you call.
It's Radio Night Live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And we are talking about, of course, 2016. We've talked a lot about 2016 in recent weeks, but that's okay because we've got a few more weeks of it to go. Let's go back to the phones. Frank is calling from Des Moines, Iowa, listening to 99.3 FM. Hello, Frank.
Hey, sorry, the handset went dead while I was trying to switch.
It was probably my fault because I ran your battery dead. You were on hold for such a long time.
Okay, you can be blamed. Now, listen, let me set up a short premise for you, and then I got two really brief questions
okay.
for you. Whatever Democrat they roll out, New York, California, and Illinois will present any Democrat 104 electoral votes, and it takes 270 to win the election. So that's way over a third with those three states. How many states does it take a Republican to win? Between 3 to 6 electoral votes to make up that margin. So here's my questions to you. Number one, can Donald Trump put a state like New York in play in a general?
No.
The second part of that question would be, what states did Mitt Romney lose that you feel Ted Cruz can win?
Okay. Okay, first question, New York does not, Trump does not put New York in play against Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. It's too deep of a blue state, and that's why it's just not gonna, he's not even getting, I mean, he's averaging 37% of the Republican Party. Most of the Republican Party doesn't want Donald Trump. So the idea that he can go into a deeply blue state like New York and even pretend to move the needle is just, it's not even gonna be close. Hillary or Bernie, either one, both of them have New York roots, as much so as Donald Trump at least, will clean his clock. Now, the other question, Frank, you're not the first one to ask me this. I don't know. I think North Carolina, I think Virginia, I think, Florida, I think those are all certainly in play with Cruz, and I think you've got to win a combination of them. You've got to win them back as a Republican to get them. So those are states that I think that Cruz could put into play.
But let me
also talk about this. Donald Trump loses states that Mitt Romney won. Donald Trump loses Utah against Hillary Clinton. He loses Wyoming against Hillary Clinton. There's some significant problems that he has against Hillary in some of those states that Ted Cruz doesn't. He just naturally doesn't have those same issues.
Well, in any best-of-seven playoff series, and you're not the home team, you have to hold serve on your three games at home, and you have to go in and hope to steal a game with your opponent on the road. Let's use this same analogy. Now, there was great thoughts that Wisconsin was up for grabs in 2012. Scott Walker could not deliver that state for Mitt Romney.
He can for Ted Cruz.
Scott Walker delivering that state for Ted Cruz.
No, I think he could. And it's just because Ted Cruz is more of a Scott Walker Republican than Mitt Romney was.
So my question is somewhere along the line, a Republican has got to go into some blue states and play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, those all went for Obama.
Those aren't blue states. Those are purple states at best. I'm talking about Michigan.
But Frank, they are purple states that went blue for Obama. Some of them twice. Like, we should have never lost those states. So you asked what states did Romney lose that Cruz could win. I gave you three. I think he could flip either Indiana or Wisconsin. I think that's entirely doable. But
you're going to have to pick up the two that it comes down to usually is Pennsylvania and Ohio. They're respectively 18 and 20 votes. I don't know which is which. But you've got it always comes down to Ohio and Pennsylvania. And that's given a Republican wins Florida. There's no given Cruz is going to win Florida.
I don't think he has a tough time there if Jeb and Marco and the current governor all go to work for him. I think all those guys working for him helps him deliver Florida pretty good. And I think that Kasich, once he decides that, his fun in the sun is done, his obligation becomes to work for the nominee. And I think that he helps Cruz deliver, Ohio. I don't think it's easy, but the GOP, the other thing that people don't know about is that the Republican National Committee has done the deepest data harvesting that they've ever done for connecting to voters one-to-one in community, very similar to what Obama did in 2008. And whoever the nominee is going to benefit from these relationships that they have begun to build. And that's why the party purity pledge was so important early on. They didn't want people thinking that they were going to get access to all this research that they've done if they're not going to be serious about supporting the party going forward. I think that the Republicans are going to be fine come the general. We just got to make sure we've got the right candidate in terms of vision, principle, and passion. And then we got to turn out the base. And you turn out the base, that's the Karl Rove model. Get the people that really love your principles and vision, get them excited and turned out, and I think you're fine. And I actually think if the rumblings this week of Cruz naming Rubio as the running mate, boy, does that make a lot of sense. That even puts someplace like California partially in play, certainly Arizona and New Mexico, which have been purple states as well. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Hey, this last week, Ted Cruz did come to New York. He had some fun. And I think that it's a good thing for people to see that, you know, a candidate isn't just totally serious all the time of his own, you know, importance. So after he spoke with the black tie gala that all the candidates did in Manhattan this week, Jimmy Fallon had him on, and he connected him with one of his other friends. Let's roll this highlight here.
Hello?
Congratulations, you've just been called by Donald Trump.
Oh, hello, Donald. What a pleasant surprise.
Are you watching the Democratic debate?
Nope. I'm watching The Princess Bride for the 843rd time.
Inconceivable. Well, you're missing some great stuff. They just nailed Hillary for flip-flopping on trade. She was going back and forth, this way, that way, this way, that way. It was like watching her swipe a MetroCard at the subway.
Okay, Donald. Well, you know, I've got to run now.
Wait. Look, I know you're about to be a guest on The Tonight Show. I've been on that show many times. So I thought I'd help you out and do a little pre-interview.
Well, that's a very generous offer, Donald. I appreciate you being the bigger man.
Oh, I'm the bigger man. With the bigger hands.
All right, so just a little fun that Ted Cruz did have with Jimmy Fallon, showing he does have a humorous, real human side to him as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for making us your choice on what is always a busy Saturday night. We appreciate you being there and taking us with you. We know you've got lots of choices to flip on your television or on your radio, and the fact that you're with us, and just more and more and more people are joining us. A brand new station in Portland. I just got word that a huge radio station in Little Rock is going to put us on in a couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to just making more friends and helping more people think clearly. The website is TheBingeThinker.com. And don't forget to take advantage of the MyPillow offer, that incredible 4-for-1. Mother's Day, guys, I'm telling you, you're going to guarantee the best sleep of her life, and she's just going to love you for it. 800-506-2641. Get four pillows for the cost of one. But you got to call 800-506-2641 to get that to happen. All right, I ran across a story this week that just bothered me to no end. The Motion Picture Association of America has come out opposing a bill that has been proposed in Minnesota. The Motion Picture Lobbying Organization, which represents the biggest Hollywood studios, released a statement on Tuesday citing concerns that a bill violates freedom of speech. The bill, similar to laws that are passed in 26 other states, makes it illegal for someone to do something quite disturbing and victimizing to an innocent party to the relationship. It's called revenge porn. Basically, this is how it works. You're in a relationship with someone, and that someone asks if they can videotape you doing something in an amorous, erotic, sexual nature. You do, you make it, it's there, and then you break up, and what do? They push it out onto the internet, or they sell it to a porn company, or whatever else they do, but it lives up to its name, revenge porn. Now, the six major Hollywood studios, the six biggest Hollywood studios, are actively campaigning in support of allowing that practice to be allowed to be legal. I don't understand this. I don't understand how this impacts their business. They're not making revenge porn movies, are they? I mean, this is not what the entertainment industry needs to be churning out on a regular basis. And as far as I know, I don't think any of the six big Hollywood studios are doing that. But interestingly enough, they feel like that the more tawdry stuff of what they do want to release in their portfolio sometimes, I guess, comes close to the same moral temperature of what revenge porn might be viewed as. Therefore, they have decided to side with the people that do this hurtful thing to completely innocent partners in all of it. Friends, it's enough to just make you want to smash a bottle against your head. I don't understand how they can possibly come away thinking that they're on the side of what's right here, but they're not. So my encouragement to the state legislature in Minnesota is pass the law. Keep the revenge porn illegal and protect the privacy and the decency of your individual citizens there in the state of Minnesota. After all, it is what the state government of that state is elected for in the first place. You're never going to go wrong by defending your people or the rights of your people. In this case, their very dignity itself. Kevin McCullough, hoping you have a great week. We will be back next week live from New York for Radio Night Live, no matter where you are, 9 to 11 Eastern, every Saturday.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com.
from the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
For a while.